Is a protection against the herpes virus on the way? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. And today on the Academic Minute, Deepak Shukla, professor of ophthalmology and microbiology and immunology at the University of Illinois at Chicago College of Medicine, explores how nanoparticles could be an answer to ridding ourselves of this disease.
Can you prevent herpes virus from entering cells and also facilitate the development of natural immunity for the virus? With nanoparticles synthesized using technology developed by nanomaterial scientists at Kiel University in Germany, we showed how specifically engineered zinc oxide nanoparticles shaped like JAGs can do just that. We call our virus-trapping nanoparticle a microbivac because it possesses both microbicidal and vaccine-like properties, meaning it prevents the herpes virus from entering and infecting cells and also encourages the body to develop its own natural immunity to the virus. It could serve as a powerful active ingredient in a topically applied vaginal cream to provide immediate protection against herpes virus infection while simultaneously helping stimulate immunity to the virus for long-term protection. The way our tetrapod-shaped zinc oxide nanoparticles, called zotin, work is through basic electrical charges that attract. The zotin have negatively charged surfaces that attract the HSV2 virus, which has positively charged proteins on its outer envelope. When the herpes virus is bound to the nanoparticles, it cannot infect cells. The nanoparticle virus complex is simply too large to pass through the cell membrane. The bound virus is also exposed to processing by immune cells called dendritic cells that patrol the vaginal lining. The dendritic cells engulf and process the virus, presenting pieces of it to the immune cells that produce antibodies specific to the herpes virus. The antibodies cripple the virus and trigger the production of customized killer cells that identify infected cells and destroy them before the virus can take over and spread. If zotin is proven to be safe and effective in humans, a zotin-containing cream would ideally be applied vaginally just prior to intercourse. It would provide immediate protection. However, if a woman who had been using it regularly missed an application, she may have already developed some immunity and still have some protection.
That was Deepak Shukla of the University of Illinois at Chicago College of Medicine. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.